Well, it appeared that New Zealand had eliminated COVID-19, but the government there had always warned it was a case of when, not if, the virus would re-emerge, and experts agree. As the country plunges back into lockdown with the first coronavirus cases in months, freight has been identified as the possible source of the outbreak. And New Zealand's Prime Minister has hinted the country's general election, due in September, might be postponed. Gavin Coote reports.
It's the outbreak that no one wanted, but one the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says demands a swift response.
Going hard, going early with a lockdown is still the best strategy for getting business back open as soon as it is safe.
New Zealand's biggest city is back in lockdown after the country recorded its first COVID-19 cases in months. The four cases are family members in Auckland with no history of overseas travel. Health officials are now contact tracing and have today announced a further four probable cases. And considering today's coronavirus figures in Australia, Jacinda Ardern reiterated the need for a quick and decisive response.
We know how to beat this, but we also know we don't need to look far to see what it can mean if we don't get on top of it. We have a plan, and now is the time to follow it.
New Zealand went into one of the world's strictest lockdowns early in the pandemic and had appeared to eradicate community transmission of COVID-19. But with the virus so hard to contain globally, some local experts had been counting on it making a comeback.
It was kind of a case of when, not if. And, oh, it sucks. We've had, 102 days of no community transmission and then bam.
Susie Wiles is an associate professor in microbiology and infectious diseases at the University of Auckland. She says even though the thousands of international arrivals into hotel quarantine have been managed well, there's always been the risk of an outbreak. But it's freight that may have brought the virus back in.
One of the people works at a company that deals with sort of frozen storage, cold storage of things. And just yesterday, there was a report from China of samples testing positive frozen seafood. So they are also swabbing that workplace to see if there's any virus there. And again, hopefully, if they do find it, they'll sequence it and see whether that's a potential source.
Does that challenge our understanding about how coronavirus remains on surfaces and how easy it is to manage that?
The question is, I guess, whether this is probably a very rare event that happens, but may well be something that those people working in that kind of industry, handling frozen things, might need to be aware of. So it may be a gap in our monitoring, I guess. So, yeah, gosh, we just learn more about this virus every day, don't we? It's quite astonishing.
New Zealand, much like Vietnam, where it appeared they had eradicated the virus and there's been this sudden resurgence. Do you think this will provide some valuable lessons?
Yeah, well, I guess, some countries like New Zealand and Vietnam have decided on the elimination strategy, and that means that when a case appears, and it will because the virus is so widespread around the world, that we deal with it really hard and fast and stamp it out.
The rest of New Zealand is in a slightly looser lockdown, and Cabinet will make a decision on Friday about what the next steps involve. Michael Plank, a professor in cell biology at the University of Canterbury, says there's still plenty of potential for the virus to spread across the country.
We'll know more in the next few days with that contact tracing inquiry as to how widely the virus has spread around the country. And once we know that, it may be that we need to increase the alert level across other parts of the country or across the whole country.
A general election's been planned for New Zealand on September 19, but Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's given some indication that could be pushed back due to the outbreak.
We've therefore decided it would be prudent to defer the dissolution of Parliament by at least a few days to preserve all options for, if needed, reconvening Parliament, or if needed for the purposes of the date of the general election.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Gavin Coote, our reporter.